The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Before I try to deliver parts of the statement that I came here with tonight, most of it is already useless since 10 p.m. New York time. I would like to cite Article 4 of the UN Charter, and it says, membership in the United Nations is open to all other peace-loving states which accept the obligations contained in the present charter and in the judgment of the organization are able and willing to carry out these obligations. Russia is not able carry out any of the obligations. The ambassador of the Russian Federation 3 minutes ago confirmed that his president declared a war on my country. So when I was coming here an hour ago or so, I was intending to ask the Russian ambassador to confirm on the record that the Russian troops will not start firing at Ukrainians today and go ahead with the offensive. It became useless 48 minutes ago. Because about 48 minutes ago, your president declared the war on Ukraine. So now I would like to ask the ambassador of the Russian Federation to say on the record that at this very moment, your troops do not shell and bomb Ukrainian cities, that your troops do not move in the territory of Ukraine. You have a smartphone, you can call Lavrov right now. We can make a pause to let you go out and call him. If you are not in a position to give an affirmative answer, the Russian Federation ought to relinquish responsibilities of the President of the Security Council, pass these responsibilities on to a legitimate member of the Security Council, a member that is respectful of the Charter. And I ask the members of Security Council to convene an emergency meeting immediately and consider all necessary draft decisions to stop the war. Because it's too late, my dear colleagues, to speak about de-escalation. Too late. The Russian president declared the war on the record. Should I play the video of your president? Ambassador, shall I do that right now? Or you can't confirm it? Do not interrupt me, please. Thank you.
Then don't ask me questions when you are speaking. Proceed with your statement.
Anyway, you declared the war. It is the responsibility of this body to stop the war. So I call on every one of you to do everything possible to stop the war. Or should I play the video with your president declaring the war? Thank you very much.
That was amazing. That was gripping. That was heartrending. That was as calm and cool and collected as the Ukraine ambassador to the United Nations seemed to be. Just below the surface was just anger, the likes of which can't be measured by somebody who hasn't been put under attack by a hostile foreign government. It was the beginning of the war against Ukraine and probably against most of our NATO allies, which would mean Europe. It was similar to 1939, for those of you who can remember any history at all. I don't know what they taught you in your school. Not clear about how deep you were permitted or cared to go into the beginnings of the Holocaust. But the invasion into Poland, who are now a NATO ally, in 1939 was the beginning of World War II. And now you have a madman, a deranged, isolated, lunatic, fringe dude who has received support and encouragement, who's been aided and abetted in his belief that some of the world's most powerful governments supported his right-wing fantasy of invading his neighbors without any accountability or without any harm coming to him or his fortunes, and that each and every time he indicated that he might do something like this, he was encouraged, aided, and abetted by not just other governments, but an American president who told him that NATO was obsolete, not needed. He would never blame Russia for cyber crimes, even if the cyber crimes were committed here on our soil against us, that he wouldn't keep notes of meetings that he had with their foreign minister in our Oval Office, that anything and everything was possible as long as it was a two-way street for the leaders, not for the people, but for the leaders. And here we are. Here we are. Last night, Ukraine was attacked by Russia. And not just in the Donbass region, not just in the Confederacy of Ukraine, not just in the portion of Ukraine that's been taken over by mercenaries loyal to Putin and some Ukrainians who want to be part of Russia more than they want to live in Ukraine, but are too lazy to move to Russia to do it. No. Last night, Vladimir Putin waged a bombing, an air war on Ukrainian military and civilian airports and bases. And military airports and civilian airports and military bases are just the first softening of the ground. The next thing Putin will target is Ukrainian government. He will attack the Rada. He will attack government officials, local and national in Kiev. They call it Kiev. Ports in the south, like Odessa. And guess what the Ukrainian people are doing today? They're trying to keep calm, and they're using their subway systems in the cities. Yes, they have subways. As bomb shelters. Because there's a madman on the loose, aided and abetted by our madman. Now, Vlad's been there for 23 years. He's almost 70 years old. This is it for him. This is his move. He's made it. America, what do you want to do about it?